no role plays, just real. Chris and Lorenzo share four decades of combined experience to help you become a more effective leader.
We've never really, as a workforce, spent a lot of time on making sure we're developing good leaders.
We'll be able to share stories, experience, mistakes, failures, successes.
This is Hacking Your Leadership.
Welcome to Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lorenzo.
And Lorenzo, on this episode, I want to kind of follow up on a conversation that we were having the other day. I thought maybe our listeners would appreciate this. This is in reference to that panel interview on kind of leadership in general, where one of the panelists was kind of like, I don't want to say complaining because that's the wrong word, but it was a little bit of a complaint on feeling like he was being piled up on. You know, the conversation was around leadership accountability, and which is good. You know, everybody needs to be held accountable, whether you're a leader or a contributor or a leader of leaders. But this particular person felt like any time accountability was discussed, to him it felt like, you know, he was being piled up on. And when I hear the words piled up on, the first thing I think is, if you kind of just kind of drill it down, is to me that means, oh, I'm being held accountable for something that I don't think I should be being held accountable to. And so I'm wondering, did you get the same impression, or did you have different thoughts about this?
No, I kind of got the same impression. I think that, you know, the reason why, you know, we get so many, you know, emails and DMs and text messages and questions, and we get asked to provide a lot of insight around leadership, is because there's been a lack of accountability for leaders. Now, on the flip side of that coin, I think there's an unreal expectation sometime of leaders across the industry, in that they cannot make a mistake. Like that because they're a leader, they must be perfect at all times, and that they don't have the ability to either have emotion or human error or actually not know something. So I think there is an element of this unrealistic expectation that leaders are not people and they must be perfect at all times. But I also believe there's a huge gap in actually holding leaders accountable at the baseline of being a good leader. And so I think that I read it very much the same way, as in maybe nobody has ever questioned or pushed back on your leadership or your theory, or no, maybe nobody's ever put your feet to the fire and saying, like, well, if you believe that as a leader, then show me. Or if that's the case and how you show up for your people, then give me an example. And then leaders tend to maybe sometimes not have the example, or can't talk about how their leadership plays out when it comes to actual impact and positively in people's lives. So I just think that there is a lot for us to unpack here. And then I think both things are real.
Yeah. When I hear this, I think of a couple of things. When I have felt like I was being unfairly held accountable as a leader, you know, it wasn't by my bosses, it was by my people. Like it was my people holding me accountable to what I thought was the wrong things. And what I learned, and it took time to learn this, and it took many mistakes to learn this, but what I learned was that it was, if I was trying to fill the wrong shoes as a leader, if I was trying to lead by solving one set of problems for my people, but not the right set of problems, the accountability from them felt like it was too much, because the problems I was trying to solve and the role that I was trying to play as a leader was less about holding them accountable to what was expected of them, and more about trying to be a problem solver. And when I take on the role as a problem solver as a leader, and that's like my primary function, well, whenever the problem doesn't get solved or is unable to be solved, now it looks like, oh, I failed as a leader. And what I realized was that, you know, I can do my due diligence in advance to create the relationship between my people and me that says, the first person who's going to solve most of your problems is you. And I'm happy to be a resource, but I'm not going to be the one kind of just watching from afar to like jump in when you need a problem to be solved. This is an opt-in. You need to come to me if you have a problem that needs to be solved, and we can discuss it. But you need to hold yourself accountable first. And I'm, you know, more of a safety net rather than a first line of defense.
And I think too that, like, when it comes to that element of how leaders support, or what the expectation is, or who owns what, or, you know, we've talked before on the podcast, and people have said, like, you know, people ask for empowerment all the time.
Sure.
And then when you give them the space to be empowered, they're like, wait a minute, what's going on? I don't want this responsibility. And, you know, just right. Just tell me what you want me to do. Right. So there's a lot there with working through as a leader, how do you support people? And in my definition of support, the way they want to be supported. There's a lot of pre-work and context that needs to be considered to truly support somebody in that way. And what I mean by saying support them, they want to be supported, that doesn't mean they're allowed to like not show up and do their job well, or not show up at all, or have a bad attitude. Like I'm going to support you by providing you with some clarity around maybe this is a different place that you could go work that'd be better for your life and your career, right?
Sure.
If your beef is legit, if the reasons that you're having these negative reactions and whatnot are a result of the environment or the leadership not doing their job, then we have something to talk about there. But I think that the way in which, you know, leaders define leadership for themselves and their people define leadership for them, I think that is one thing that causes some bit of that rub. But I also think that there are times where, you know, when you're an individual contributor and you do things and you make mistakes and you do something wrong, you want to be forgiven by your leader immediately. Like you want them to be like, can we forget about yesterday? Can we forget about last week? Yep, I made a mistake. I learned from it. Let's move on. But when a leader makes a mistake, people will hold on to that for years. And they would remember, you know, a year and a half ago, that one day when I asked you for something and, you know, you didn't have a great attitude or you kind of blew me off a little bit and like, that's bad leadership. And I'm going to hold, you know, like they have this unrealistic expectation that leaders can't show up at maybe not their best, or that they're just learning themselves, or that sometimes they're just making a call and it might not be the right call. And so I think that's important to call out, because I think the piling on thing, to get back to the kind of original context of what we're talking about, I think that's wrong when you pile on a leader who is also learning and making mistakes as a result of trying to do the right thing or figure things out. It's not fair to them if you're not allowing them to learn and then giving them the grace to make some of those types of mistakes.
I think you're spot on with that, but I also think that leaders who feel that way, oftentimes they've brought it on themselves because they've tried to project this kind of appearance that they are infallible. They're trying to project this, you know, they don't come clean at the beginning and say, I'm learning, help me learn. You know, me developing you is part of my development. Learning how to develop people is part of my own development, and I'm going to make mistakes at doing that. I think a lot of leaders are not forthcoming. I'm not saying they're hiding it. I'm not saying that they're trying to that they're lying and hoping they'll get found out. But they're not vocal about it. They just go through the motions and they try to have confidence in what they're doing. And then when they fail because they haven't kind of asked for that grace, they're not given it. Because I don't think it's natural to want to give your leader grace on a mistake they made if they don't ask for it. It's natural to assume that you're going to give an individual contributor or one of your people grace as a leader. That's part of the job as a leader, is to make sure that you help them grow and help them develop. I don't think it goes the other way, but I don't necessarily think it's ever going to change. I think leaders, by definition, have to ask for it if they want that from their people, so that their people can kind of put themselves in the mindset of, oh yeah, this isn't a one-way street here. You know, my leader is learning themselves how to do some of these things that maybe they haven't done before.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great call. I think that the part where there has to continue to be leadership accountability is, if you're a leader and you're talking about, you know, your passion for developing people or you know, making them better, however you want to define that as a leader. Well, you should have very specific examples of people who, as a result of your leadership, have then found success, have then, and again, like under your leadership, have developed themselves, have gotten promoted, have taken on jobs, right? Because there's one thing of like grabbing onto the coattails of great potential, right? There have been people and leaders that I've worked with where they're amazing already. They're already down this path. I came across them and they already came with a ton of experience and tenure and capability and potential. And maybe I was just a part of helping to refine that, or maybe by chance, it just so happened that they, you know, that I got to work with them, and collaborate with them in the work that we do. But like, I don't take credit for them already being awesome and then moving through their career and taking on opportunities like they did that. What I'm talking about is like the real true, I recruited you, right? When we first connected, you had a mentality or a mindset of wanting to minimize your exposure. You weren't taking risks. You weren't looking to grow your career. You weren't looking to be challenged. And through dialogue and through conversations and through development and through accountability, you know, we were able to break some of these glass ceilings you put up for yourself. And as a result of you doing the work via my support as your leader, we've been able to see you advance and grow and develop. And sometimes that is the job and the title and the promotion. And sometimes that's just looking in the mirror a year or two or 3 years down the road and then realizing how much you've matured, how much you've grown, how much you've developed, and now how much greener the grass is in your field of the future and where you want to go. And so I call that out because I think I've seen this where leaders want to take credit for people that are already doing great work and they're already on the path. Those aren't the ones I'm talking about. Like they were going to go there regardless if they worked with you, they worked with me, they worked with somebody else. Maybe we could help them do it faster, and maybe other leaders might slow them down a little bit. But at the end of the day, they're going to get theirs because that is where they're working towards. I'm really talking about the show me the time of development. Show me the email. Show me the development plans. Show me the conversations in writing. Give me the examples of how you help to paint that picture for someone, and then you help them create their own picture, and now they have taken that on and gotten promoted and gotten a job and been successful. But it's because of not just being there for them in the moments of time when it's the right thing to do as a human, but being there consistently as a leader to help to push them to be the best version of themselves and then allowing them to celebrate the success in their career growth.
Yeah, that's so important. And I love that you talked about, you know, writing it down, right? Because I think oftentimes this actually happens. Oftentimes there are people that are in your wake that have done these things, but you don't have any record of it. You don't have any evidence of it. You don't have it. You can't articulate how you did it because it wasn't purposeful. It was happenstance. It was you gave them some, you know, knowledge. You gave them some tidbits of information, but it wasn't programmed and it wasn't planned out. And there wasn't a conversation around future goals and long-term goals. It was more about you helped them solve a whole bunch of little mini problems in the moments that they happened, and that led to them being developed. That led to them becoming better at their job. I'm not saying it's not important, but you know, wow, there's a lot of wasted time in there if you weren't purposeful about it at the beginning. By the time you've done a half a dozen or a dozen of those things for a person, you have the credibility to kind of sit down with them and say, hey, you know, I've noticed you really, you know, kind of stepping up and wanting to, you know, future advancement and wanting, you know, to be able to do more than what you're doing now. Talk to me about that and tell me what it is that you want to do, you know, in a year and in 5 years so that I can be a more purposeful part of helping you get there, as opposed to just, you know, showing up when you need a problem solved and you ask for help, because you're doing those things the right way. So let's actually be more intentional about this as opposed to just kind of going through the motions.
Yeah. Or I think, you know, beyond recognizing it and helping to advance it, sometimes it's pushing back hard and sometimes it's slowing people down to pause, to take a look in the mirror. Right? Because I think it's also that idea of, are you sometimes protecting people from themselves? People can be blinded by a lot of things, career ambition, ego, compensation. There's a lot of things out there that can cause people to miss major, major blind spots. And it's not good of you as a leader to allow those to live. It's not good of you as a leader to hear them or to see them or have people share with you concerns that you may have recognized, but then you just kind of ignore them because they're on this path of progression. Like sometimes it is the truest development is pausing and helping people to connect some of those dots and helping people to look in the mirror and really truly get a full-on assessment of themselves and asking them pointed questions that makes it difficult for them to answer because they don't have the answer because they haven't done that work yet. Like I think that there's so much in that. I will give a leader credit if they take somebody that has a good amount of potential and they're on a path of greatness, but they are struggling hard with certain things that we all know will end up being career stallers or career enders of the future. If you do the work to challenge them, push back, and provide them with perspective that helps them grow, but may challenge them at the core of what they believe leadership is. I think that's great development as well.
Yeah, I love that because I think as leaders, oftentimes we can overlook those things because they aren't necessarily career stallers or career enders for the job that person is currently doing. They will become those things for the job they want, maybe not even necessarily the job they want next, but the job they want, you know, two or three steps down the road. And the longer you allow a person to carry those things with them while being successful, because maybe they don't, you know, figure out a way to get past those major things, but they move up anyway. They get promoted anyway. You know, what have you done for that person if you haven't helped them, you know, leave that baggage behind a long time ago when little mistakes on those things aren't career stallers or career enders. They're just kind of oops, faux pas, you apologize or whatever it is and you move on. You know, some of those things, if you allow a person to take with them because it isn't necessarily a part of their job now, it just might be down the road. That's the kind of thing where they make one little mistake and it could be the end of their career as a whole because the responsibility that they have taken on 2 years later, 3 years later is one that says there's no tolerance for these particular things. Whereas maybe before as an individual contributor, it wasn't as big a deal.
Absolutely. And with that, it brings us to this episode's 1 minute hack. But first, a few words from our sponsors.
The 1 minute hack.
All right, for this episode's 1 minute hack, here's what I want you to do. I want you to write down a list of the things that you believe you are currently being held accountable to that seem unfair to you. It could be really unfair, or it could just be kind of like slightly unfair. Like this is kind of, you don't think it should be to the level that it is. Write those things down, and then I want you to look at them and be honest with yourself. Are these things that your job, your company is holding you accountable to that you should be held accountable to? Like the other leaders, your peers, this is part of the job and it's just difficult for you. Remove those from that list. Look at what's left over. And those are the things that you really are being held accountable to, that you think you are, that you think it is unfair, that is part of your job as a leader. I want you to take a partner with somebody, someone you trust, either a mentor or a peer, and I want you to hash those things out with that person. Talk to that person about why you think it's unfair that you're being held accountable to these things, not from a complaining standpoint, but from a seeking clarity standpoint. You want to figure out, is the blind spot within you? Are these things you should be held accountable to and you just don't feel you have the skills for them? Or are they things you really shouldn't be held accountable to? Because once you get the answer to that question, some of those things will go away because you can reach back out to the people holding you accountable and say, you know what, this isn't my job. This actually is not my job as a leader or as your leader. You need to be doing this yourself. Or it will tell you that, you know what, maybe the blind spot is within you and you need to do some soul searching around what you can do to increase your skill set to help when you feel held accountable to these things, it's something you can actually do.
Yeah, I think it's a great one to hack, and it's a good reminder of kind of reflecting on also the responsibility of leadership, because what you might find out is you may think these things are unfair, but they are expected of you as a leader from your people. And that could be because of behaviors that you've instilled in people or the way that you've shown up for people. I think this is a great 1 minute hack to partner from the Thoughtful Thursday I did a while ago around, you know, what's your one sentence definition of leadership? Because that is also a way to consider how do you define it, and then are you showing up that way every day? And what we're looking to do here is expose some blind spots potentially, and I think the partnership piece with somebody that you can trust will be super helpful in defining whether or not these things are fair. And if they are fair, what's the work that you have to do as a leader to correct them?
Right, right. I think if I'm in an organization and all of my peers and I are all feeling the same frustrations, there could be something systemic there where it's unfair, things you're being held accountable to. But if you look around and your peers seem to be getting this, your peers seem to not have a problem with being held accountable to these things and it's just you, there's going to be some internal soul searching done there in order to make sure that that you're actually doing the job that you need to be doing.
Absolutely. And with that, it brings us to the end of this episode. This is Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Chris.
And we'll talk to you all next time.